The Volume.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jenkins and Jones is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's Monday, August 9th, and we've got a ton of great stuff to talk about today. As always, Jenkins and Jones, hosted by my good friends, LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, bubbas?
Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. All good?
And I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike. I always try and tee up whichever one of you looks less prepared to talk into the microphone. And John looked like he was looking for his keys just then.
I was looking for my phone. And I was like, what am I supposed to say right now? Like, that probably happens 7 out of 10 times you hit me. So it makes sense. Yeah,
you're supposed to say the word hi.
That's it.
Let's talk about some Olympic basketball stuff up top. The USA men's basketball team prevailed against Rudy Gogert and the nation of France. Tyler, I know that you do not put on a red, white, and blue shirt when you're watching the Olympics, but you had to have been hoping that Kevin Durant beat fucking Rudy Gogert. Yes.
I told you that was what I really wanted, was Luka busting our ass so we couldn't get that. So it was just like, okay, we cannot fucking lose to Rudy. And we didn't. We didn't fucking lose to Rudy. And that's all that fucking matters for these Olympics. Because they had me a bit shook in the motherfucking exhibition games when goddamn Rudy whooped our ass that one time. I was like, boy, do not let Rudy get a gold on us. And he didn't. He got that motherfucking silver. And order has been restored. And I am happy for one. I do not feel patriotic about it, but anybody but fucking Rudy. That's where I'm at.
He managed to ruin what we actually wanted, though. He still got his little, you know what I'm saying, Gogert hands in it and ruined what we wanted. You know what I mean? Which was the Luka matchup. But we thought of the French as like a road bump. You know what I mean? On the way to Luka versus USA. I did not think they were going to win. I genuinely thought they were going to be trash. You know what I mean? Like, there were some moments, I think, was it against Australia, and they were, like, down 10 at half. And, like, dude, you know, KD had to bring them back a couple times from, like, double-digit deficits. You know what I mean? I didn't think that. I mean, good for them. I saw them drunk on the bus after the game. It was fun. So, yay, basketball, with the, USA.
With the Lobos.
Team.
Right. With the Lobos in the cup.
Bron. Yeah. Bron. 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 Bron.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I did think was, like, I greatly enjoyed Kevin Durant and Draymond Green on IG Live after the game, and I'm in favor at this point of just replacing press conferences with, like, athletes on IG Live
drunk,
just like preferably. Talking shit, yeah, like
talking shit.
That's just much better. But one thing I did think is silly is, like, for all of the, you know, like, everyone doubted us or whatever, it's just like, you did lose. I mean, like, people were right to be like, I mean, to be like,
they were 0-2. Yeah. Like, they started off losing. They were losers. You know what I mean? Starting off. Why would we be surprised if you lost again? You know what I mean? Like, you know, and they were losing in a lot of those games in the first half. Like, whatever. But anyway, you know, good for them. You know what I mean?
Let's talk about the real dynasty in USA basketball. The USA women's basketball team beat Japan in one of the more, I love watching. I'm a pro blowout person, like when it comes to a team that I'm rooting for, you know what I mean? And did you see the clip or you might've seen the screen grab from it of Diana Taurasi holding the ball just straight up in the air. And the defender is like, trying to lock her up, but she's just literally, yes. she has the most I'm playing my little sibling smile on her face imaginable. It was like the perfect image for USA women's basketball against the rest of the world.
Zero chance. I mean, that's that girl had zero, that, you know, that woman had zero chance of doing anything against the fucking GOAT. You know what I mean? Like, and they, nobody had a chance of beating them. You know what I mean? They haven't lost since 92 for a reason. They're the most dominant franchise possibly in history. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Tyler, are you going to miss race walking now that the Olympics are over?
Oh, that is the most stupid fucking event, and I love it so much, and I'm going to miss it. Those motherfucking hips be swiveling. Bro, that motherfucking, the last heat where that shit was coming down to the wire, and that motherfucker was goddamn... And I was like, yes, I was so invested in seeing that hip swiveling motherfucker cross the finish line first. And one of them motherfuckers was cheating, bro. It felt like he had shifted from speed walking to slow jogging. And the announcers called him on that shit. I was like, yeah, bro, you can't be doing that. They got to go heel toe down, not toe heel first like you jogging, bro. We know the rules to this shit, man. That dude needs to come under investigation, and he might possibly need to ban from the 2000 and motherfucking 24 Olympics, because I did not like the disrespect of the speed walking game and the unwritten rules of speed walking that man violated when the medal was on the line.
Fucking diehards know we're not casuals for Olympic race walking. We have the rule book open. We know the fucking deal.
Yeah, it's heel toe, not toe heel.
How long y'all been watching this shit? Y'all been tapping in every year since fucking 2004 or whatever the fuck? Like,
I feel like this is just like the second Olympics it's in, I think.
Oh, real?
I feel like it's fairly new. Second or third Olympics for it, I think. But it's just so fucking silly, and I love it, bro.
They need a documentary on it. I would watch a documentary on that. I want to see how they train. How the fuck do you train for speed walking? You know what I mean?
You just eat a lot of tacos. And you drop yourself in a forest very far away from a toilet. And they're walking at the speed
of a 630 mile, which is,
Wait. What? Yeah,
it's
that's how fat. Okay.
Yeah, they're walking at the speed. That's how fast the gold medal dude was. He walked a 630 mile, basically.
Okay, so he's walking faster than most people can jog a mile. Like, yes,
he's walking faster than 98% of people can do a mile. Yeah.
Wow, this is actually very interesting when you break it down in that way. You know what I mean? And then the heel toe. How do you walk?
The two rules are, if I'm correct, Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong, you got to go heel toe, and you can't have both feet off the ground at the same time.
I shall. Correct. Yep, that's it. And that motherfucker was toe heel, that jogging motherfucker. I didn't like that shit. We saw you, doggy. You on
four. Big brother's always watching, nigga. You know what I mean? As in Tyler, you know what I mean? Always got his eye on that shit. I might tap in next year. We'll see.
It's 3 years from now, and you will have for sure forgotten.
You know what I mean? I mean, y'all remind me. Y'all remind me.
The ones from, I always love the Olympics because you get the biggest sports and the weirdest sports. So I always watch curling in the winter, and I always watch race walking in the summer because it's just like these people train probably just as hard as Kevin Durant or LeBron James. Like, this is their world, is like to win an Olympic gold medal in race walking. And I love human beings being nerdy about weird shit, which is basically what the Olympics are. Like, rhythmic gymnastics is my life. Like, synchronized swimming, I live and breathe it. Like,
synchronized swimming is fucking hypnotic, bro. I cannot believe that that many people work on the same accord underwater at that. That shit is phenomenal, bro.
They low-key might be like the strongest athletes at the, like, you know what I mean? Because you look at the shit, like, they're doing the core strength to do all that wiggly shit with your legs while you're upside down in water is like, right. I don't,
like, what the fuck?
I do not understand that shit at all. Anyway, that's a wrap on the Olympics. USA finished, I think, literally like the last event. The USA women's volleyball team won a gold to break the tie with China to put USA at the top of the medal count and the gold medal count. But let's talk about the real hot sporting event of the summer.
1 second. I'm looking at a race walking training.
Yeah.
5K, 4K, 3K, 1K at a 20K race like speed.
Yep.
So they, like, that's a lot. How that, what the fuck?
That's what's great about the Olympics, bro. Like, these people, like, no matter what weird sport you do, these people have dedicated as much of their life to it as the most elite, like, basketball or baseball or football players. Yeah. Like, it's just a sport that no one else in the world knows about.
Race walkers have 8-packs, bro. Like, that's insane to me. And then there's a warm-up and a cool-down afterwards. Like, that's a track workout, bro. Like, a long-distance track workout. That's crazy.
Go outside and start a workout on whatever phone you have and then walk as fast as you can following the rules we did. And I bet you're walking at like a 12-minute pace. Oh, you know what I mean?
At the peak, at the fastest, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's why I hit sport mode. I'm in motherfucking 12 minutes, you know what I mean? Mile. That's crazy. That's wild.
All right, with the Olympics out of the way, we can talk about the only thing anyone really wants to talk about in the summer, which is a tampering investigation by the National Basketball Association. Yes. Going to be really in-depth, I'm sure. All kinds of really groundbreaking punishments are going to be levied. Tyler, why do we go through with this, like, fucking charade about
tampering? Bro, motherfucker, look, fucking... free agency starts and motherfucker sign literally 1 minute after free agency. And we're supposed to think tampering doesn't exist. Like, of course tampering exists. And who gives a fuck? Like, look, motherfuckers are going to talk to star players. Star players are going to figure out where the fuck they want to go. And ain't shit you can do about it. If you don't like it, man, become a place where motherfuckers want to tamper to get to you at. That's it. Like, it's only motherfuckers bringing this shit down on Miami, on the Heat. Yeah, motherfuckers like playing for the Heat. They got a great coach and it's fucking Miami. And there's a good squad there. Of course, motherfuckers going to be like, yeah, get me to Miami, dog. You know what I'm saying? So fuck that shit, man. I don't understand why you just want to act like motherfuckers are just not going to talk. Like people are going to be in the group chat and be like, hey, where you plan on going next season? Whoa, bro. According to section 1.0-238 of the players playbook that we got, we cannot have this conversation. Nobody's going to fucking do that, bro. Fuck that shit, man.
How do you prevent that shit? Like, how do you prevent it? Is there a way to? I mean, these people have known each other since, like, fucking high school. You know what I mean? They're, like, legit friends. Like,
only way you can prevent it is saying that GMs and, you know, the suits can't talk to the dudes. But that, like, Pat Riley's going to talk to whoever the fuck he wants to talk to, bro. You know, he's going to be down there in warm-up shaking hands and telling them, hey, we got a spot for you if you want to come here next. Like, you can't do shit about that either, bro. You know?
I mean, does Pat Riley call you make you want to go there more than, like, Jimmy? You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, my friends wanting me to come would be what really moves me anyway, and you can't prevent that shit, so.
Well, I actually think there aren't any actual rules about players talking to each other because of that, like, because of it's impossible. Like, that's why Bron's never gotten.
There was some talk about Bron was tampering.
He got hit with that shit at the All-Star
game.
Yeah,
he got hit with that shit.
He said what about AD, I think. Yeah.
Well, you can't publicly recruit people, but there's no rule that says Bron can't call Chris Paul and say the real estate in LA is crazy right now. You know what I mean? but yeah, I mean, the GMs too, though, are, I mean, they didn't like go to high school together or play on all-star teams, but the GMs are just as chummy, like, as they have to be. Like, that's their job is to, especially in the NBA, your job is to turn decent basketball players into cap space. Like, that's the, you know what I mean? So like, they all know each other. They're all talking all the time. There's no way to prevent that shit, man. It's just, it's silly. I think, I think Tyler IAM said, he's like, someone's about to lose a 72nd protected pick. Shit's fucking goofy, man. Anyway, I love tampering season. That's my favorite. That's my favorite shit. You say like 3:01 p.m. like 19 deals happen. It's like, wow, the phones were really lit up at 3:00.
I appreciate you using chummy too. I haven't heard chummy in a long time.
I try and give you one thesaurus word a show, John, just to keep you interested.
Thank you.
Okay, here, God. I've got a hypothetical quandary for you. The other thing, it's the season four, is we have done everything we can to make life as complicated as possible for elite seniors in high school who play basketball. And you guys know I covered Peyton Watson last year, who is going through this class of 2022. He is one of the players who is trying to make the decision between graduating high school and going to Kansas or Kentucky, or signing with the G League select team and starting his professional basketball career. And my question to you guys is, what would you do? Like, what would your pick be if you were a 12th grader looking at those two options?
12th grade me, I would want the whole big man on college experience, because for one, You know, we've got the situations where now you can get paid off your likeness, for one. And for two, I would have been taking that bag from them boosters anyway, bro. I'd have been good. You know what I'm saying? I'd have been racked up, you know, having the college experience. I don't think, you know, 17-year-old me would have found living in, you know, South Dakota with a bunch of 32-year-olds very appealing, when I could be the most famous fucking guy at a fucking 30,000 people in university. You know what I mean? I would have definitely went to college around. Like I said, I'd have took all them bags that came with that.
I mean, it depends on how different the bag is. You know what I mean? Like, but for, dude, at 17, like, obviously the money would have moved me the most, but my ideal situation, like Tyler was saying, I would want to be on a college campus with people my age. I want to kick it, do dumb shit, have a lot of fun. I watched too many fucking college movies to skip that motherfucker. You know what I mean? I've been looking forward to that shit for way too long. So, I mean, if the bag is like exponentially bigger in the fucking in the G League, which I don't think it is. I think, you know, these teams have more than enough money to make it similar to what they would be getting if they were to go pro. So I think I would go to college. College just seemed like more fun. Like, y'all know I'm here for the fucking fun, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
There's a couple complicating things. Tyler mentioned it. The name, image, likeness changes it significantly, because now if you're Zion, you could have signed your Nike deal the before you walked onto Duke's campus. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't need to do because that to me was always the argument in favor of going to Europe or doing the G League or something, is what if your leg falls off while you're in college and you would have had a 9-figure endorsement deal, right? I mean, that's just like the fucking nightmare scenario. But the complicating thing in the other direction is, it's not like the elite dudes don't really get a college experience. They're basically there for one semester of college. And then in March, you know what I mean? They're doing draft workouts, like, the minute the season ends. So I agree with you guys, because I think the life of a punishing, like, being a professional athlete sucks. You know what I mean? Especially like, there's the money about it is nice and everything, but like, for an 18-year-old kid to go from, you're living at home with your parents, to like you said, congratulations, basketball is your job. It's 12 hours a day. You're living with people you don't know, you know, whatever else. I'd go the college route too, but I do think that the name, image, likeness was the best thing. Getting out of the way of itself was the best thing the NCAA could have done, because they made that easier on elite kids. You know what I mean? It's not so stacked against earning money legally, but I'm with Tyler too. Like, you vacate whatever you want after I leave here. Like, give me the fucking money under the table. We're good to go, bro.
Every fucking time. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to tell my mom, we can't afford for you to fly out and see me because I'm trying to really follow the rules for the University of Maryland. Like,
yeah, fuck that. Fuck everything about that.
Are there any legal, is there anything legal that you have to deal with if you were to take that money other than just like, you know, Reggie Bush not having his Heisman, you know what I mean? Like,
which money? You're saying like 10 years ago.
Is there any like legal, you know, repercussions? You know what I'm saying?
It depends, but largely no. I mean, if you're participating in fraud or money laundering or something, I mean, that's as a way totally, of getting the money.
Hey, I'm just taking the money.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not being used to clean it up. You feel me? Like,
no, but for the most part, you're taking the money from people who are wealthy enough to be outside of the judicial system. Right. Okay. I mean, that's mm-hmm. There were no boosters went to jail for Reggie Bush. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, no, I can't really think of a time, you know, the sneaker, the FBI investigation into the some of the sneaker stuff in college was potentially, you know, that's people were looking at charges fault, over that, but that's yeah. different than, hey, I own a car dealership, I'll give you $100,000 signing bonus if you come play football here, you know what I mean?
Or you play, you had a good game, you know what I mean, here's a, you know, a nice little yeah. gift, you know,
you just
I mean?
Have to make sure that you can only receive X amount as a gift from another person to where it's not taxed. So I would think that would be the only legal liability, is you'd have to basically take it as cash or make sure that it went into a couple of different places so that you don't have to answer questions on where did this $100,000 come from.
I'm just
you know what I mean?
Money to my mom, dog, because that all that is. and the one thing you don't want to fuck with the government is their money. You know what I mean? That's the one thing they gonna get your ass over. You know what I mean? It's like on some tax shit. You feel me? I'm not playing with that. But yeah, I mean, other than that, the Heisman? Fuck all that shit. You can have all that shit. Nigga, give me that
I think
back.
They're going to have to give Reggie his Heisman back, too. Bro.
I think they, I mean, come on, dog. How much
I think
money
the pressure's
he,
up on that.
But think about how much money that man was losing and how much money. And was he not the most, I mean, to me, he was more popular than most athletes on the fucking planet. At that time, oh, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, I was in Southern California, so he was basically the president of, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, he was the guy in Southern California, including across pro sports. He was so big, it was crazy. He was losing it. He would have been making fucking bank off the name, image, likeness shit.
He was the guy to me in Alabama, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucking Madison, Alabama. Like, nigga, you ain't never heard of that motherfucking place before. And he was a guy to me in that motherfucker. You feel me? Like, yo, like, he was, how much, I mean, like you said, he would have been banking. So that it's ridiculous for them to expect him not to in that situation. You know what I mean? Like, and what he got, what the money he got probably is nothing compared to what he would have made. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, fuck out of here.
Especially in Southern California. You know what I mean? Right. It's just that there's like, we're not talking about a car dealership. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're
he's not a corn husker. He was a fucking USC Trojan. You know what I mean? He'd have racked the fuck up, bro. Yeah.
With all due respect, absolutely.
With all due respect, I don't give a fuck with how you take it. It's reality, nigga.
We're gonna get some angry Nebraska right. fucking tweets. We always do. No matter who we send a shout out, we always gonna get some. Hey, man, this is fucking Nebraska checking
this
in.
This is corn country.
That shit you said on that.
And we don't appreciate you. You're not allowed in Nebraska, bitch. Thank you.
Topeka, Kansas checking in. We're on your ass after that right. shit you said last episode.
Good luck finding me in Topeka, motherfucker. Good God.
Never come here.
Right. Don't ever come. We'll never see you in Indiana. Good. That means I'm making great decisions.
Iowa ever again.
Ever again. Don't step foot. Bitch, where is Iowa, nigga? Where are you, nigga? Please help me, nigga. I haven't said Iowa since 11th grade, my nigga. Like, that's the last time I said Iowa, nigga. Fuck you, me. Social studies ass state. Give a fuck about Iowa, bitch.
Shit. Des Moines on our ass.
Right, nigga.
E's and S's in their names that don't even work right. What the fuck? That shit is Des Moines. Right.
Des Moines. This is America. That's Des Moines.
Des Moines. If we call Detroit, Detroit and not Detroit, why the fuck are we still calling it? Why the fuck are we still calling it Des Moines, not Des Moines? These are the questions we need to have. We just go shit on France this whole episode too, you know. Fuck them too.
In St. Louis, we got a street called like Chateau. We call that motherfucker Shoto, nigga. We in St. Louis, bitch. If we're fucking about a twa, nigga. That motherfucker Shoto, nigga. Fuck you thought, nigga.
In Long Beach, we have a lot of like Spanish names of shit because of obviously the history of Southern California. But people are not interested in that, bro, and particularly Black people. It has been it's not Juanipero, it's Junipero.
And, Junipero. And if you come in there saying that shit, they're like, "What the fuck are you talking about, nigga?"
Yeah. Yeah, well, the best is always, and this is a running joke in my family, is we have a high school on the west side called Cabrillo, named after Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo. And to white people and Hispanic people, it's Cabrillo, but to Black people, it's Cabrillo.
Oh, it got the two L's that make the
yes.
U.
It is, but like with always a heavy emphasis on the Brill, bro. He's like, oh, he's over there at Cabrillo.
Hey, did you see that meme? Pork the core. Have you seen that fucking meme? Yeah, I like your accent. I'm gonna go pork the core. That fucking meme is hilarious though. But I heard a nigga in St. Louis straight up say quesadilla, and I don't go that far. I don't go that far, but we was in line and that nigga asked for, can I get a quesadilla? And I'm like, damn, nigga, we worked that's at a college, bro. I'm like, motherfucker, like, quesadilla.
All right, speaking of Detroit, we're going to do our Booger Boy of the Week. And John probably missed this because this was maybe the ultimate summer Twitter story, but I cannot get enough of this shit, which is there was a dude in Detroit who was apparently just at an intersection with a sign saying, I have these abandoned puppies that I need to give away. So he's giving them away to everyone. He gives out 10, 11, 12 of these puppies, whatever. And over the course of the next couple weeks, John, it becomes obvious that he was not actually giving out puppies. He was giving out baby hyenas.
Listen.
Nigga, you looked at a baby hyena and thought that was a puppy? What the?
They thought it was a German Shepherd from what the lady said.
Where do you get baby hyenas, nigga? Them shits is like
John,
when
a daddy hyena and a mommy hyena love each other very much.
But where did they love each other very much in the United States? In Detroit, nigga?
In Detroit.
In Detroit? Yeah. Them niggas was hyenas fucking in Detroit, nigga? Like, that is wild.
I'm going to tell you what scared the fuck out of me with this story is that the lady said what made her think this wasn't a German Shepherd was that it was jumping real high, and that is frightening. I did not know hyenas were fucking jumpers. I'd be scared as fuck if I had a puppy that I thought was a German Shepherd and that motherfucker's jumping 3 feet high in the air. Like, I would think that motherfucker's like possessed or some shit, bro. I would be shook.
That's a hyena. And that one, motherfucker might have been 6 feet in the air, dog.
Yeah, right? That motherfucker might have been clearing me and shit. And she posted the video and the fucking hyena puppy is making hyena noise. So I'm like, how the fuck did you get this far without hearing that fucking evil ass laugh? You know what I mean? And not know this is a
hyena. You didn't watch Lion King, nigga? Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Well, the different stories have been surfacing because multiple people accepted these hyena puppies. So the stories have been circulating of how people found out. One woman found out at the vet. She took the dog in. She took the hyena in to get it like chipped or spayed or like whatever. The vet was like, this is a hyena.
Bro, somebody gonna keep their hyena though. One of them motherfuckers is like, this is a hyena. Hey, This is my hyena, nigga. Fuck what you thought.
The woman who's on the news is fighting to keep her hyena. There's apparently no law in Michigan against hyenas. They're not like under the exotic pet stipulation or whatever. So she's fighting to keep something that's probably going to kill her in about two other years.
Have you seen how big hyenas are?
They're fucking huge.
Their faces are, their heads are fucking enormous, bro. Like they have, I think they have the strongest jaws in the animal kingdom. Yeah,
strongest by name.
You know what I mean? Like, dog, you are a snack, my nigga. I don't know why people don't realize if a cat is over like 80 pounds, you're food. Mm-hmm. You become prey. Cat, the fuck, you know what I mean? Like, dog, they don't give a fuck about you. That is wild.
I'm trying to find the picture because one woman posted that the only way she could get her puppy to calm down was by letting it bite her finger. Nope. That it was like, it was just like hanging off of her finger.
Do you guys want to guess the size of a full grown hyena?
Okay.
I'm going to
guess the length of it, like how long it is from head to tail. And the,
I'm going
to
guess. Go ahead, Tyler.
I'd say from head to tail, I'd say 6 feet. Weight, I'd say 110.
I'm going to go shorter and heavier. I'm going to go 4.5 feet, but like 200 pounds.
No, I think that from head to tail, it's probably... Well, do they have long tails or is it, no, is it shorter stubby tails?
Yeah.
I would, if it's a long tail, I would say closer to 6 feet, but I think the weight is probably closer to 200 or something. Like 200, 220, something like that. The motherfucker's big.
Okay. There's obviously different types of hyenas, but Google, according to Google, it says hyenas weigh between 90 and 170 pounds, and they measure 37 to 59 inches in length. So you guys are 59, pretty close.
That's about 5 feet, right?
Yeah, it's like 6 feet.
No, 72 is 6 feet.
Oh, yeah, five feet. So
5 feet. We got that math on the pod. Keep that shit in, Jackson. Keep that shit in, Jackson.
It's
5 foot 140 is about on average what you can get with a hyena.
It's not a German Shepherd.
Not at all. Not at all. I said 220, nigga. I remember that. You know, like I think it's like Nigeria and Ghana, like one of the countries, like a West African country. They have like these dudes that have like walk around with hyenas.
Yeah.
Like in chains and shit. And they like, it's a thing. And them motherfuckers look enormous compared to humans. I was shocked at the size of them when I saw one. Like, I'm like, you just really sit next to this motherfucker? Nigga,
You had an out of body experience. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Bro, if I saw one of them just like on the street, nigga, I'm talking about, like, I'm hitting pitches that niggas ain't thinking. I'm up out of there, dog.
Think about 5 feet long and 140 pounds with 0% body fat. That's basically what it is. It's like a Floyd Mayweather walking around his
head. And a head twice as big as mine. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, with the strongest jaws I could even imagine. Nigga, bro, that's a monster. You feel me?
Thank you to the city of Detroit.
The calmness.
We appreciate you. This story really, I was delighted by this story. I'm just picturing the moment at the vet where the vet is looking at you like, is this a prank? Like,
like, I mean, when is the last time that vet has seen never a hyena? Never. It's, you know, like, I wonder if the vet was like, this isn't, I don't know what the fuck this is, but this ain't no fucking German Shepherd. You know what I mean? We're gonna have to do a little Googling. You feel me?
Baseball returns to its roots on August 12th when New York plays Chicago in the cornfields of Iowa. Make the most out of this historic game with FanDuel Sportsbook's $5 Field of Dingers. Just bet $25 on a same game parlay with at least 3 legs to unlock a $5 bonus for every home run hit during the game. My family's from New Jersey. They're Yankees fans. We're definitely going all Yankees on my same game parlay. I'm taking the over on home runs. I'm taking the over on the strikeouts, and I'm taking the Yankees to win on the money line. Big swings, big home runs in the Field of Dreams. So lock in your parlay. Be a part of history on August 12th. If you haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet, new users can place your first bet risk-free. That's right. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code JAMJ. That's J ampersand J, so they know we sent you. That's promo code J ampersand J. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, or West Virginia. Minimum bet $25, max bonus $35. First online real money wager for risk-free bet. Refund bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. We've used Angie at my house. We had some work done. We had some painting done. We were able to find a bunch of really qualified people with good rates through Angie and pick someone we were really happy with. It was super easy to use the app, super easy to connect with someone. We got the call right away, so we didn't have to sit around and wait.
Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installation, or cleaning. Angie has simplified finding help for home projects. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects from start to finish.
Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to wrap the show up with a new segment. And this is a story that we're discussing often enough that I've made the executive decision it needs its own segment. The segment is titled "The Warm, Bittersweet Smell of Clean Caucasian."
We got to talk about the sentence. My favorite sentence in literature ever. I tweeted that shit. I read that book late and tweeted that fucking sentence out. Like, this is the best sentence I've ever read.
Shouts out to Harper Lee. It's from To Kill a Mockingbird, but it was not originally about Caucasians. But at this point,
sweet smell of me. Clean Negro.
That's how they she's described church.
Damn. It is not how anyone is going to be describing Hollywood sets in the near future, because it is at this point. Once a week, we are finding out that a famous actor does not believe that bathing is... Actually, it's not even that they don't believe bathing is necessary. They seem to believe that it's bad for you. But this week, it was Jake Gyllenhaal who basically said he believes that bathing robs you of your natural oils that clean you, which is... that's kind of what they've all been saying, bro. Yeah.
What is he playing, Jake Gyllenhaal?
Oh, he was Mysterio in the last Spider-Man, if you've seen that.
I'm going to just look the nigga up, bro.
Yeah, you'll know his face if you see him, bro. He's a fucking A-lister. I'm trying to think, what is Jake Gyllenhaal's defining role? That's a good fucking question.
He's been in some shit. He's a very...
Oh, yeah, I know this nigga.
Yeah, everybody knows him.
Oh, yeah. Wow, he doesn't look like a dude that... Like, he's a handsome guy. Like... That's interesting.
So here's my question. Do we think that my theory was this is like a snake oil salesman who's going around selling like the natural oils method and like, you know what I mean? Hosting dinner parties, like convincing Courtney Cox or whoever the fuck to let him host a dinner party at her mansion where he's like selling people on his method. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's a conspiracy theory about the or some pseudoscience about these natural oils. Or I did see a conspiracy theory from a friend of mine who said that he believes celebrities are being used to prepare us for when water rationing comes and we're only allowed to shower once a week. So what do we think is behind this, man? Like, why is this just wreaking havoc on white Hollywood?
Bro, these motherfuckers seen all that eat the rich shit that's booming right now. They're like, don't eat me. I'm disgusting. Like, that's, I feel like that's my theory right now.
But I smell really like shit.
I am not eating me. But I don't get it, bro. Did you see the shit Brad Pitt, that Jake Gyllenhaal said, like, Brad Pitt radicalized them basically to not bathe? Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
where he said Brad Pitt came up to him, they were filming some shit, and he's like, whoa, dude, you're reeking right now. Baby wipes, man. Baby wipes are your friend. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Brad Pitt might be on the cleanliness side, but then we go a little deeper, and he's like, listen, bro, I got two newborns right now. I get pissed on all day. I don't have time for a shower. Isn't that the reason to take a shower, motherfucker? Right? You getting pissed on all day and just rolling with it, motherfucker? You are disgusting. Everyone in Hollywood is fucking disgusting.
Is there a human on this planet that could persuade you to live that big, musty life?
Absolutely not.
Bro, I mean, absolutely. Like, dude, Rihanna could say, I prefer a musty man. I'm like, I ain't the one for you, my nigga. Yeah. You know, you are perfect. But I just can't do it. You know what I mean?
Brad Pitt said when it came to bathing himself or his kids, baby wipes on the armpits is all you needed. That's what he said. That's what he told Jake Joe.
I think these motherfuckers just rich and bored. Rich and boredom. Like, you just so fucking rich. You're so privileged. You don't have to live a particular way. You know what I mean? Like, dog, it's like that. I think that's the only way that you just are super comfortable being dumb musty. Is when everybody know this nigga stupid, paid, and successful. You feel me? Like, dog, nigga.
Even then, why would you want to, like...
Because you're bored, bro. Like, we'll never understand it.
But if you're bored, you don't want to smell like... You know, I don't understand the part where they're good with smelling like that to themselves.
That's challenging themselves. Let's make it interesting. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it'll be harder for me to... You know what I mean? They're challenging... It's too easy, this life shit. If you a white, rich man, white, rich movie star, nigga, life would be way too easy. You know what I mean?
They're just putting it on Madden.
Right. They're putting that motherfucker on all Madden, nigga. Let's try it. They've been playing a motherfucker rookie way too long, dog. They're tired of drubbing niggas by fucking 60. You know what I mean? Shit.
They bored, dog. There's no way, bro. There's no way I'll ever get to that point. You know what I mean? I'll never understand. We'll never understand that because we don't make that much money, dog. You don't see rich niggas doing that shit because they still niggas. They still got to, you know what I mean? They still played it on a decently hard level, even though they rich, nigga. We're never bored, motherfucker. We in America. You know what I mean? Shit, but damn, dog.
Like, I will say on days where I'm bored and I don't have shit to do, like my shower is the highlight of my fucking day, though. You know what I mean? Like, after I shower on a boring ass, I'm like, what the fuck do I do now? You know what I mean?
I've never been that bored, man. Bro. But it's
really, like, it's I love shower like, time. On days when you don't have shit to do. Yes, I love fucking shower time on days when I don't have shit to do, bro. That's the fucking best.
No, bro. I don't know. I mean, my brain always on some weird shit, nigga. I'll be in mid conversation and rather be like, I lost you, haven't I? I'm like, what you were saying was interesting. It's not your fault. It's my fault. My brain took me way over here, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm never super fucking bored. Never enough to where the fucking... And Tyler, I know your brain taking you wild ass places, nigga. You go to Wikipedia and hit random. You are a different type of nigga. You know? How are you ever bored, dog? I would never be bored.
It don't be shit to do sometimes. Like, being bored is cool. It's not something that gets me down. It's like, bro, I don't have shit to do, and this is...
But you always cool. have your brain. It has to be a playground in that motherfucker, dog. I'd be in there on the monkey bars daily, nigga. You couldn't get me out that bitch. You know, your mom trying to get you out the balls. I'd be like, leave me alone. I'm hiding in the motherfucker. No, bro. I'll be deep into that motherfucker, dog. You tripping.
All right, that was the warm, bittersweet smell of clean Caucasian, and that is all the time we've got on this episode of Jenkins and Jones. We'll be back on Thursday. Thanks for fucking with us. Peace.
Bye.
Bye. Yay, yay.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.